Elijah was a prophet of God. A prophet is someone who speaks God's messages to the people. Sometimes the people were glad to hear God's words, but sometimes they were not. One day, God sent Elijah to see the king of the land. King Ahab had not been following in God's ways. God had a message for the king. "It will not rain," warned Elijah, "nor will there be even any dew on the ground until the one true God says so." Then God told Elijah to go and hide from the king. It did not rain for days and then weeks and then months. But God looked after Elijah.
"Elijah, go to the town of Zarephath," God said. "There is a widow there who will feed you." Elijah listened to God. He left his home by the brook and traveled to Zarephath. When he got there, he saw the woman by the gate. She was gathering sticks for a fire.
Elijah called out to the woman for help. "I am starving," he explained. "Please, give me something to eat." "I have nothing but a jar of flour and a little oil," the woman replied. "I only have enough for my son and myself to have one meal. After that, we will surely starve."
Elijah told the woman not to be afraid. "Go to your house," Elijah explained. "You will find enough flour and enough oil to last until the rains come. God will look after us." The woman went home to make some bread for Elijah, her son, and herself. There was enough oil and flour for all three of them to eat that night, but somehow there was still flour and oil left over. The next day, the woman made more bread. Once again, there was flour and oil left over. Day after day, there was enough flour and oil to make bread for the woman, her son, and for Elijah. And every day, there was enough flour and oil left over to make more bread. The flour never ran out, and the jar of oil did not run dry. It happened just as God had promised. Their food lasted until the rains came back again. God was looking after them one day at a time.